Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew Your Podcast. I am back, and the other thing that next is my little brother again, Quay, is in the house.
Oh my gosh! Do you know how relieving it is when that ugly baboon's not here, man? It's freaking awesome, though.
We need to change the title to the Chew Podcast.
I was like, that might even sound better than I expected. But anyways, first of all, I want to say thank you to the Ghostbusters 956. RGB 956 Ghostbusters.
Wow, cool.
Man, awesome. It was awesome, man.
I wore that proton pack.
And the video's out in the reels on the Chewy New Podcast. If you want to check that out, I actually uploaded it so everybody can take a look at Quez wearing that proton pack and standing next to Slimer. As I said, that was a pretty cool one, too. So
check off my bucket list.
Check off the bucket list, man. But big shout out to those guys, man. We are going to reschedule those guys, hopefully in the middle of October, come back. Because I know the vocal was kind of low. I think they might have scared the little girl that's in the area here, might have messed with her mics or something like that. And our guests are getting a little shaky, like, what? Excuse me?
What? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, today in the podcast, he's already shitting bricks. Ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Rudy.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
You didn't know it?
I didn't know what. I didn't know what.
Don't tell him anything, dude. Don't let him know, man. Rock and Rudy. Rock and Rudy on the scene.
I don't care if you're 3 or 4 little girl. Shit, I'll kick you in the gonads.
And the ghost dads.
Wow.
Oh my God. What's going on, Rudy? Hey, how you been, man?
I am great. How y'all doing? All right, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. I finally made it to the Chew New.
Yeah.
Minus Chew again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's where he lives, it gets real muddy, man. So it's kind of hard to get out there to pick him up.
Yeah.
But you know, when it rains, it pours, and it's a God gift sent from heaven because he's not on the podcast, bro.
Put you this way, Chew. You got a leg that you can take off. Just get on a plywood and just go like that, bro.
Roll your ass over here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, there's a way, there's a will, brother.
Guys, just to give you a heads up, you are looking for a Rudy's podcast or YouTube channel, go ahead and click on this QR code right here. Go straight to him, give him a like, subscribe, follow his great show, man. He has great guests on his show.
Yes.
I've been on there. These guys that you see on the photo is Sean Mecca and I believe Dub. Is on there, right?
Hey.
Yeah, they're on there. So that's the last thing. I think one of the recent interviews he did. Yeah, man, they were on his podcast. It was awesome, man. So, Rudy, first of all, welcome to the show, man. Finally, we got you on here.
Thank you.
I know before that we're trying to get you on, but we got mixed communications and stuff happens, and you know it is what it is, right?
It is what it is, and then we reschedule it. Boy, did we reschedule for a later time?
Yeah.
And here it is now.
Yeah. But you're here.
Yeah.
But you're here.
And the hard thing about it too is that when I do my podcast, you guys are doing your podcast,
yeah.
And it's kind of hard to get you guys. Yeah. Well. You is okay. It's to chew one.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm always saying the ew and chew. I always say it backwards.
The hairy one.
I call them the limp leg.
You know, there you go. That'll work also.
I don't go that far, but yeah.
But what was it the last time on my show? Where did I say that? I would drink out of it?
Out of his leg. And he said, game on.
But he got here, so he don't get out. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
The player.
I got you, man. So, Rudy, let's start the way we always start. It was a podcast. We want to get to know you a little better, man. Tell us where you're from, where you grew up, and how we got to where we're at right now. Go ahead.
All right. So, my name is, my real name, but it's Rudy Rodriguez, of course. And I go by Rock and Rudy. And the Rock and Rudy name came through because of a friend of mine that was he passed away a long time ago. He was a handicapped child, special needs, everything like that. I was working at Fantasyland Skate Center.
Yeah,
this was from 1990 to 97.
Good old days.
And 1995 is when I started on Q94.5, the rock station. My first night on the air, I went under Root Dog Rodriguez.
There you go.
And his name was Daniel. And that was a Friday night to Saturday. Saturday, went to go work at the skating rink. And Saturday evening when I went to go work, he said, "You were rocking, Rudy. You were rocking." So since that day forward, Rockin' Rudy was born, and I've been on the radio since 95, and here I am today.
Those are the best podcasts. Those are the best kind of nicknames, bro. Yeah. Like when people name you that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, I actually had a couple of different names.
We shall not say on the show.
We just don't go there, you know. My Facebook had gotten hacked, the first one that was under Rockin' Rudy.
Right.
And so I went ahead and opened up a new one under Rudy Rodriguez, which is my name. And then I got a message from Facebook saying that I went against community guidelines.
Why?
Up to this day, I'm still trying to figure out what I did wrong, where did I go wrong, and how did I go wrong, or who did I do wrong. And
I'm not sure about the do, but all right.
But Facebook doesn't let you know what you did. They just went ahead and just locked me out. So then I had to reopen another one, guys and girls out there. I had over 3,000 followers under my Real Rodriguez.
Right.
And now I have 8.
Hey,
Under Randy Rodriguez, and Randy Rodriguez is my nickname when I was a little kid that I actually got rid of because of my little brother, which he's down here from Michigan. He's up in Houston right now with my aunt, making his way down here. But the nickname I will not say. Well, my nickname is Randy, and it's under Randy Rodriguez, but I will not tell you what he would call me when I was a little kid, because I know some of you sons of bitches out there who see me, you're going to call me that.
Do tell, Rudy. Do tell.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because
the thing is, you guys got more followers than I do. If I say it,
Hashtag new nickname.
Yeah. They're going to look at me and go, say, pendejo, you should said that. You know what I mean?
He walked right into the trap.
You sure did. But I've been in radio since, like I said, 95. Been all over the place. The only station I never actually worked for was KTX. I have nothing against country. Country's great. It's just that it's just not my thing. I don't know. Can you hear Rockin' Rudy on KTX? Rockin' Rudy on KTX.
You're right on the money.
All right, cool. Well, then,
a little bit of Dwight Yoakam for you coming your way.
Patches there. I'll be on my way. big old shout outs to YCDL.
There you go.
YCDL, because a good dear friend of mine, Robert Wise, who a year and a half ago recently was taken away from us.
Okay.
Not a freak accident. Some stupid idiot decided he wanted to just take things in his own hands. And
goodness!
And it's things because, you know, it's been a year and a half. You know what I mean? First year anniversary of passing, just passed. Yeah. 2 months later, now that we're here.
Yeah.
A friend of 50 years.
Wow.
Since the second grade, we're friends.
Damn. Wow.
At Milam Elementary here.
My condolences to the family.
Thank you to the family, of course. Wise. Yeah. Of course, Josie out there. I just finished talking to her, as a matter of fact, the way over here. Love those people. And they're professional truck drivers. He worked very hard to get this truck driving school going, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And finally was going great. Everything was looking beautiful. You know what I mean? Like that silver lining in the cloud.
Right.
Some dark storm to come and just ruin your day. You know?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
And true story is that when I moved down here from San Antonio a year ago in July, I had talked to him on Thursday, and he said, look, brother, Friday, let's get together. We'll go out to eat. And that
was the day.
That Thursday night was the night the terrible accident happened.
Wow, that Jesus.
And I'm still waiting for him to, you know, come pick me up so we can go out and eat.
You
know?
Hey. Well, I'll tell you this much, man. I mean, if stories that I've seen come true, you know, when our time is to go, and we wake up on whatever side we wake up on.
When it's our time, maybe, it's our time.
Yeah, you never know. That car just might show up and say, hey, let's go get what we're going to go get.
Let's go get that taco.
Then you'll know that, you know what? Yeah. Nah, I've moved on.
There you go.
Moved on. But I hear you, man. I hear you.
So much love to all the Wise family, of course, and of course to everybody out there. Ruben Sanchez, his stepson, which is actually his son because he raised him as a younger boy.
There you go.
And he took over the business for his dad there, and I got to give him a lot of support and strength on that.
Much love,
man.
Much
love. Good faith.
Got some condolences coming in for you right here, Peacock. My condolences, bro. Uh-huh. There you go. Peacock. Be good, Peacock. Be good today, Peacock.
Be good. Peacock, you owe me some candies. And remember that day on your show there? Man.
Okay. Can we plug it in?
You better.
My podcast, well, my cruise podcast, The Cafe Chisme.
There you go.
Yeah, Peacock is a character in that. Chat room every Sundays.
Comes out with this big old bag like this full of
every Sundays, guys. Tune in.
Okay. It's a little different.
It's a little different than this platform.
It ain't little. It's a lot of different.
More adult content.
Walk it to the dark side.
Yeah, pretty much. Right here, you're in the light, but you peek into the dark, but you're still in the light.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Over there, you're in the dark.
You're over.
You walk straight into the darkness, bro. I want to run into something. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I can't see nothing white because I got my eyes closed.
Pop, there you go, Chew, LOL, Pop Rocks.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. That's what it was, Rocks. Yeah, he remembered.
There you go. So coming up through the radio station that you did through the years, you automatically fall into the podcast fever, man. What's happening that's pretty much eating up the airwaves and YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, every platform.
Right.
You are with the shout out to the city,
97.7.
Yeah,
97.7 FM, the city with Mr. Joe Martinez.
Yes, big shout out to
Mr. Martinez. How's it going out there? Great, man. Wonderful radio station. You guys can plug us in at 97 KCYP, 97.7 FM, the city. And you get to see all the podcasts. We have 13 podcasters that come out on that show. And just recently, Tailgate 956 with Rene and Carlos, I think his name is, are doing nothing but sports.
Yes.
Awesome. And remember, we had talked about a great deal, you and I, about that one deal. And unfortunately, we couldn't do it because Tailgate 956 is doing things
they
like that.
They cornered the market.
they took it. But you know what? That's okay. One thing I also want to send out to, if I can, real quick, is to Eddie Rangel and his wife, Tammy. Tammy and Eddie Rangel's son, Attila. Attila Garay is battling cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we had a benefit concert for them this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And a big old shout out and thank you to all the groups, the performers that went out there and performed for free. They gave up their time and talent to be out there. And it was from 6 o'clock in the evening all the way till midnight, or actually 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Alex, the guitarist. It was Liquid Skies.
Oh, wow.
It was.
I haven't heard that one for a while.
Yeah, it was Liquid Sky. It was Rick and the Flares. And I forget. No. Well, Old Dogs was supposed to be there, but Old Dogs canceled because the drummer had gotten sick.
Right.
So, but I hope he's doing better. I hope he recovers.
Right.
And then to end off the night, of course, we had Hair Factory.
Oh, okay.
Which is Eddie Rangel is the lead singer for that band, which is his son that we're doing the benefit for. And I want to thank everybody at Broken Sprocket, Tony the owner, and Michelle the manager, and the crew, which is Angie, Tatum, Sergio, and Sean, that were hard people that worked their butts off for us that day, and they contribute their tips to this benefit that we did. And awesome. Thank you. I mean, people went over there. They opened up their hearts. They donated. They gave great food from all the vendors that were there, mm-hmm. the food trucks that were there. Let me see if I can remember all of them. R.A. Sushi and Bar Express.
There you go.
Taco El Cien. La señora Evilia, Sweets by Evilia, mm-hmm. she donated a big platter, like this big, that was, it was pan dulces, all kinds of flavors. It was a fattening day, but I didn't eat.
What happened?
We didn't eat, yeah. And then there was.
It was for a good cause, man. It was for a good cause. It was
a good old barbecue truck was there. Mr. Pro, his name is Prohigio. I just called him Mr. Pro, and he liked that, so we kept it.
Okay.
It's called Wingman Food Truck Service, and he donated a pizza, it's not that big size pizza like a New York pizza,
right.
but pretty close to it.
Right.
And it was just tremendous. Again, thank you to all those beautiful awesome, people man. And that's, everything like that. And it's good to see that the Valley got together in Bronzeville. And we united and we did that.
And that's the beautiful thing, man. When you get a community together coming to actually something like that, to you know, to help a young a child or anybody that's in need, you know, that's battling through, either it could be through cancer or any leukemia, anything to do with a sickness, for the community to come together as one, not only in Brownsville, but from pretty much all around the valley, to do that. That's awesome, man.
It's a very sensitive topic,
subject, man.
You know, and, you know, just when it comes to something like that, getting together, just drop the hate. It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, you know. We did the podcast that Thursday before that Saturday.
Yeah.
So we can promote it more and everything like that. Joe Martinez also helped out. We did a little commercial type of thing that mm-hmm. was aired out and everything. Y luego, only that, but I did the MC. And I don't know why I thought I heard be there at 3:30 and the show starts at 6:30. So I get there at 3:30 and like a dumbass, I'm the only one in there. Nobody showed up till 4:30, almost 5.
Yeah, Rudy. You were a little overexcited there, Rudy.
Well, you know, but it's for a good cause.
Yes, it was a good cause.
The thing is that, you know, that's just the type of guy I am. You know, anybody who knows me knows that I'm always there early except for my podcast. Ain't that right,
you? Oh, yeah, that's
right.
I didn't get a phone call from Mr. Your boss, and I was joking. No, man. So the benefit concert goes great. And going back to the podcast, having so many there with the city, so many podcasts. I mean, what? I know you had a show before with
Destiny. Destiny. Scarlet Rose was
Scarlet
her name.
Rose, yeah.
Is her name.
Yeah, it was the RGB.
RGB Rocks. Rocks.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was actually on that episode, one of the episodes, that one. Quite a few podcasters jumped on that one also. Yeah. But you, eventually she went off to school. She's doing her thing now. You broke off and decided to go with the city to do your own show. Now, setting up everything you're basically the guy.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as I know, the audio, your video, your cast.
It's a 3-man crew. It's a Worm, Big Worm. And it's also Mr. Man and Joe Martinez. You know, we do have a one behind the scenes guy. His name is Rob. We call him the Joss Man. He is he's a veteran, you know, but he's more like he had to do some other things, but we still represent, you know, say hi to Robbie. All right. That's what he's known by. He's one of the mix masters, just like me. I'm a mix master. Big old shout out to all the mix masters out there.
There you go.
By Macias, La China Nita, and everybody.
There you go.
My guys from the mix masters, they all want to come out on the show, and I'm like, you too many to have one at a time, but
right.
No, it's good to know that there's people out there that are willing to come out. I've got upcoming groups coming out. We're going to be having a group called Buzzkill. We're going to have Dumont. I'm also going reaching out to Liquid Sky,
mm-hmm.
Ralph DeAnda, and all them other guys. Liquid Sky, they're amazing. They're great people.
Right.
Great singers, you know, great talents. I mean, this is my show is about talented people.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind of a talent you have, except pole dancing. We don't have a pole in the middle of the show of the studio. There
are aerobics classes, buddy. That there, have a pole there dance.
Well, I mean, I'll all do right. yoga. You know, we'll there, do the yoga. We'll there, do aerobics. You right. know, but the pole dancing I can't do because we don't have a pole. Right. There's one lady called me. She goes, "I have a portable pole I can put up. All I needed for that pylos to just
that's
fall off."
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's and then here comes right a lawsuit, here. And it's no longer called 97.7. It's called something else.
There you go.
That's the one thing Martinez said. No, we can't do that. You know. It doesn't matter what kind of talent you have. You're an artist right. that you can draw, or you're a guitarist, a drummer. I'm still looking for the juggler that can juggle a chainsaw without cutting any fingers or anything like that. You know what I mean? Hey, if you can do it, I want you on my show. But yeah, I said you can reach out at 956-789-0702. Joe Martinez answers the phone, and then if it's legitimate and it's cool and it's something that we can use, he'll then give you my phone number, and then you'll call me. And
so if you have those kind of talents, guys, it's not the Chewing Podcast you should come after. Go to Rudy.
No.
You can come to the Chewing, but then you can come to mine.
Guys, right? Tossing chainsaws, eating fire, regurgitating spaghetti. I don't want to see any of that.
Don't bring that shit over here. I don't know, but don't bring that shit over here.
It's okay, man. I don't want any of that here, which, you know, is a great talent, by the way. But yeah, no peak. You got Peacock saying here, he goes, "Not even that. I need to perform the single hot, the gummy bear twang." No, not even that.
You owe me gummy bears too. Not only the Pop Rocks, the gummy bears too. Those chips, the Chinese chips.
Oh, the Chinese chips we had.
That you were eating by me, you see? Chicken?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was there. We were talking, and we were talking some stuff. And then you started making fun of me.
Sorry, man.
So through the years, I mean, after doing, as far as the podcast goes, what you're doing right now, how many episodes have you up and running so far? Have you counted?
My bro,
that's a good question. That's a stubborn question.
I want to say it's about a good 49 to 50 episodes.
That's
already.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
It's not bad.
And it's a different angle now. I mean, I can be honest about it. Doing a podcast by yourself, it's a little intimidating at first, but you know, having a second person with you so you can bounce off you know, did you find it kind of difficult at first trying to do the interviews?
No.
With other, no, just no, did no. smoothly it, go,
it's,
go through?
It's, yeah. What actually helped out to me, okay, big old shout out to, once again, to Scarlett Rose. She's an amazing young talent growing up. She's doing it on her own now. The thing is that she reached out to me on episode number 2. It did a podcast with me. Mm-hmm. And then the following show, she asked me to be her co-host. And mm-hmm. so I did. But being in the radio, you're by yourself in la cabina.
Yeah, you know.
And so you're doing it on your own.
Right.
You know, nobody gets to see you. They mm-hmm. just hear your voice.
Exactly.
But then now that we're doing podcasts and now that we have video. You know, all this, people can see you now and they can see exactly what you are.
Exactly.
And some people even say, "Is there any way you can just turn that off and just hear your voice?" You know, like it was back in the day. And,
please.
Well, yeah.
Por madre de Dios, por favor.
Oh, my God. What happened, right? Yeah. But, for me, was like Mr. Martinez is, he even said, "You're gonna want to have a co-host," and I'm like, "No, which is that's why it's called Rock and Rudy on the Scene Live."
Right,
you know?
right.
And RGB Rocks was great show. It still is a great show. I mean, we're still out there. The only thing is that hopefully soon we can get back together, me and Scarlett Rose, and maybe restart that again. Or I would love to have Scarlett Rose come back and you know, either be a guest or help me, you know, she can always
reboot. Yeah.
She can always be my co-host as well. Right, like it's always been, I mean, the door's always open for her because, you know, she's an amazing talent. Like I said, I do have a friend of mine who's Orly, the best damn bass player in the world. That's what I tell him all the time. He's a bass player for Full Throttle. Oh, Full Throttle is another band that was out there. I forgot to mention Full Throttle. I am so sorry, John.
It's all
he's
good.
He's going to be all mad. He's going to get up. He's all mad now. But I just, Full Throttle. And also a bass player for Hair Factory. Mm-hmm. He wants to be my co-host. He wants to come out at least one or two shows
and
just be there, you know, and talk. Because that man, I mean, that guy stands like this tall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you're in my situation where I have Chew next to me. He's like that tall. Like,
right.
You can't say no to the Wookiee.
And the thing about it is that he's like a shadow, bro. I mean, he stands right there and, "Are you gonna let me talk?" You know,
I'm like, "Yes,
yeah, exactly." Like, okay. I turn around, look at him, like, "Mommy,
wee, 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 wee."
Oh, hey,
oh, hey. Oh, my God.
It's like, mommy. Yeah. But no, he's a tremendously great guy. Right. I did say to him that, as soon as there is an opportunity, I will go ahead and let him know if he wants to come and do it.
That's awesome, man.
And, of course, for me, it's like, I'm very humble. I'm not the type of person that's going to tell you no. I will tell you yes, and I will be more than happy to have anybody who wants to sit in with me and just, be a co-host and talk to people as well. But the minute you start like, I'm going to have to say,
right,
thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. After the show, of course, we'll wait till the show ends. But then after the show ends, then I'll go ahead and let them have it.
It goes, and it's true what everything Rudy say, is that you want to have the good mixture. Once you get the mixture, you want to put it in the bowl.
Watch it go.
Oh, my exactly. gosh.
You don't want to mix it all together.
Oh, my God. I love that guy. That guy's awesome. He makes a great meal,
fucking peacock.
Makes a great meal. What's up, man?
Internet or something like that to connect here? Telling me I got to connect.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a Wi-Fi. But don't connect, man. You'll throw us off, all right?
Okay, no
go
worries.
Go off of your
my phone
service,
data. My
baby.
Phone data.
Your phone data.
Let's. I didn't get to it. ¿Cómo se llama? T-Mobile. Vamos a ver.
I don't want that.
Everybody says T-Mobile.
Vamos a ver.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's everybody. We have some technical difficulties. Please wait. We'll be right back.
Say something. Where are you going? Oh, you got disconnected, man. This is live, man.
I know.
Come on.
Now you know it's a good show when it's live. Anything can happen. That's exactly what my show is like. One thing different about my show.
Put it in the bowl.
There you go. Uh-huh. All right, Poppy.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Are we back? Are we ready here, buddy?
Yes, you're killing
my time here, Reeve. Oh my gosh. But no, man, I mean, it's a beautiful thing about live, ladies and gentlemen. When you're live, then anything can happen. I mean, I know this past week, or was it two weeks ago, you were on the Mickey G show.
Mickey G.
How did that go? How did that come about, man? Talk to me about that.
He actually reached out to me because of the Q Taco. Not because of Rock and Rudy.
Oh, shoot.
But because of the Q Taco. Mm-hmm.
So, is it true?
Yes. It's very
you
true.
You are the creator of the Q Taco.
I am not the creator. I am the founder.
The
creator is Doña Mrs. G, which is the El Patos lady, the owner of the El Patos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. She passed away already. Pero what I did was I would always order my taco the way the Q Taco is, which is the bean, the cheese, the potato and egg with the bacon. Big Al will always order the potato and egg taco by himself. Charlie Kennedy would always order bean and bacon all the time. Bean and bacon, no cheese.
Bean and bacon because he can't
do the cheese because Big Al would always tell me,
what a bench about.
Think about it, in la cabina, what I mean? You're closed in, like there ain't no running, bro. That's weird.
Put a pinch of gas chamber.
See, I would put everything together and add the cheese and everything. And one day I showed up and I put the tacos there because they wanted the tacos because I did Rescue 945 driving up and down the highways and byways. And back then it was Texmart. It wasn't Circle K.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had a contest. Well, before that, Big Al accidentally grabbed my taco and he took a bite out of it and he over the PA of Rock and Rudy. My bro, can you please come to the studio? Rock and Rudy, can you please come to the studio? And I'm all like, what did I do wrong? Like that, right? Danny Fletcher, which was our general manager for Sunburst Media, Danny Fletcher opened up his office door.
Mm-hmm.
He just looked at me. He went like, what did you do? Like that. I don't know. So, and it's Big Al. Big Al was a program director. He's the jefe. He's in charge of all the air jocks. So I walked over there and I'm all scared and everything. It's barely my second year on the radio, at 95, 96, going to 97. And he's all like, what in the hell is this taco? It's amazing. I love it. And I go, it's my original taco. It's just what it is. It's cheese with the beans, with the potato and egg and bacon.
Right.
That was it. So then we had a contest. best tacos against other radio stations.
Right.
B1, well, it was B104 back then. They were still in Edinburgh.
Right.
And then it was K-Tex.
Okay.
Frankie D. Yeah, man, he rest in peace.
Right.
And then we had 107.9, ¿Y qué pasa?
KVOY.
Yeah. 107.9 KVOY. Yes. Yeah. And K-Pasa. 99.5.
Right. Yeah. You know, those were the stations.
Those were back in the day. Yeah. We were, man, back in the day before all this internet stuff and all these
iTunes.
Pandora.
The Spotify. You want to throw out all our sponsors, everybody?
Napster and all those stuff.
Napster.
Shut up. No, don't tell me no more. We had a taco off.
Okay.
You know, big old competition.
Wait.
Taco off.
You said taco off. I know where this is going. Yeah, keep going,
yeah,
Rudy. Keep
going. Yeah. Hey, you see, we ain't in your show right now. I know what you were trying to do here. We're in the light. Remember that?
We're in the light.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Even your hat went from red to white. So
yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Did he just say what I think he said?
Oh my God. But there you go.
Put me on your show. See what happens. I wonder if I could be dark. Well, anyways, or anywho.
Exactly, pick up. That's what I was thinking. And I'm not even going to put it on the screen because everybody's going to crack up. Go ahead.
that's what I heard in my head.
I put it on there. There you go. Go ahead and read it and read right there.
Tacolando.
Tacolando.
That's what I thought he said.
We had a contest called Tacolgando. Like, a la madre.
Okay, go on. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Rewind. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I'm sorry.
That's why I can throw those mounts, coach.
What are we going to name it? I said, I want to name it Q94.5.
Right.
The Q94.5 taco.
Right.
Big Al just wanted to name it the 94.5 taco. And Charlie said, hell with all that. Just name it the Q. Boom. That's the way it was born. The Q. So the Q, we did the taco off and everything like that. Taco off. Okay. Again.
Taco off.
Okay. So
wow. Just,
that's the way it's been.
Taco
it's
off.
Been. Yeah. Everybody that was there, you know, John DeLisi, Rick Diaz, Shiloh Stevens, Keith West, Stacey Ortega, Foxy Roxy. Of course, everybody that was there, you know,
right.
People that were there, you
right,
know, right. And Mad Mexican from that side over there, mm-hmm. Gary Rodriguez, Frankie D, Patches, AC Cruz, Max Betancourt, Bonnie Hernandez, right. You know, all that, you know, the big old taco off was going off and everything, right? And everybody chose the Q.
There you go.
And the Q won, and ever since then, it's been there. And then when, Circle K came in. Bought out Texmart.
It was Stripes, right?
Well,
I think it was Circle K it was first.
Or Valero. And then it became 7-Eleven.
No, it was Stripes.
It was Stripes. Yo, Stripes. Well, Valero is the gas station. Yeah. It's just the gas.
At the time, it's just gas now.
Yeah. And so now it's
lame.
It's they actually when they bought it, they took off the name The Q. And a lot of people were coming in saying the Q, and everybody right.
Nobody knew what it was.
Yeah, because it told different people, told different owners, and then they discovered what the Q was, and they brought it back, and it's been there since. And now they have the Bacon Q Taco.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, but the Bacon Q Taco's got a twist. The Bacon Q Taco is two strips of bacon with the cheese and the beans, but it's bacon and egg. It's not potato and egg.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
So that kind of, I mean, it's a good taco because I got to taste
it. So basically you're saying nobody, like nowadays, people have not tasted the original Q taco.
Yeah, everybody has been bamboozled. The original Q taco was made through Texmart.
Right. You have all been bamboozled if you've gone to Stripes and ordered
the actual Q taco.
Right. It is the bacon Q taco. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you what, Rock and Roll James was the first one to tell me you should have asked for all the check-ins. I never did. I never saw it that way because for me, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking Q94.5 won, but it was the Q taco.
Right.
For me, it always stayed as Q94.5 taco.
Okay, you're a team player.
Yeah. So I just went with it and go ahead and do it. And ever since then, it's
it's been a hit. It's been a great hit.
That's awesome.
I probably could have been a multimillionaire by now.
I would have copywritten that shit around. I would have ran with that shit.
Well, let me tell you what, man. It's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
You know,
and what goes around will come around, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and I woke up and fucking around with that shit.
And you know what? I'm thankful and blessed that I'm here where I am today. And I've got great people that help me out. I got great people behind me and I got great people in front of me and I got great people all around. And that's really all I need.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. We're going to take a quick pause, man, go and talk to our sponsors.
Sponsor time, guys. I'm going to keep the lights on. Big shout out to the Rabbit Hole.
What's going on, Rabbit Hole? Located in Palmview, Texas, Oklahoma Road. Area code 956-599-0103. Guys, if you are looking.
Ooh.
What happened there?
If you are looking for liquor, smoke, you know, tattoo products to start your own tattoo business, or what Rudy's favorite, adult novelties. Hit these guys up.
I know they will be closing in a couple of months, but give them a call. Find out what's on special so you can head out there and buy as much as you can, man. Big sponsors of the show. We're blessed to have them help us through the years, man, and we'll continue to get blessed down the way, man. Another big shout out to Anonis Construction, area code 956-363-7195. If you want master craftsmanship for your residential or commercial homes,
guys, wood.
These guys, yeah, they laid down the wood.
Laid down the wood.
No, man, these guys are great. I know they were up in Houston. They finished up a Texas Roadhouse in Houston and a couple of other places up in Houston, Dallas, and in Austin. They're back in McAllen. They're building homes. And I believe there's something going on coming up in a couple of months. They're doing something for it's a special home for somebody. I'm not sure, but I know they should be coming on the podcast hopefully in December or November. Have them here live on our podcast, and one of our sponsors, so they can tell us all about it. But give them a call, 956-363-7195. Also, big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas, 956-998-2541. Rudy?
Sure.
Have you ever had infused liquored ice cream?
Never, ever, ever have I had infused liquored ice cream.
Yeah, this is the place you got to go. Right down the street here on South Texas Boulevard, 529. Go in there, speak to Vidi, let her know, hey, I came from the Chew New Podcast. They told me about some infused liquor. What do you got? They got ice cream. They got milkshakes. They got coffee. Name it, they got it. And they also, guys, if you want to.
It's friendly, regular ice cream.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get on that wild side,
got a little bit of infused. Yeah, got that infused.
On the wild side, huh?
Yeah, man.
The wild side.
Don't forget, guys, families and friends are invited. Kids are invited also. They have non-buzzed also. Go in there, order them a good ice cream or shake, whatever you like. Vidi's there to serve. Great place. Hey, last week, you heard the Ghost, RGB Ghost were say it was a great place.
Dude.
And they'll be going out there again to do another event with them. So
I love Buzz Bull, dude. Yeah. Buzz Bull is the shit.
Buzz Bull Creamery.
Buzz Bull Creamery.
I want to give them, go out there and check them out.
You got to go try out some ice cream, bro. Yeah,
really, really good. Really good.
And have liquor infused.
Yes.
Liquor infused.
Yes.
Also, big shout out to Lalito Cortez over in Edinburgh, Texas. Press Start Gaming. Buy, sell, trade games cash money, video games, and consoles and toys, man. They're located at 521 South Plaza Boulevard. You need to be Edinburgh, Texas, 785-39.
You need to hit that place up.
Yeah, you need to, man. Give him a call. Find out any upcoming events, because I know he got a lot of events coming up.
Yeah.
Get him a call at 956-215-6254. Lalo has always got stuff going on in his place, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Go check them out.
I'm just trying to go play video games.
Hey, he got a lot of video games you can play when you go in there, man.
Really?
You got a messed up system, take it all in. They'll gladly fix it for you, too. So you might want to give them a call, man. Big shout out to Lalo.
What's it called again? Press Start?
Press Start Gaming.
Gaming. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding. You can find them on Facebook. Also, go to Press Start Gaming 01, and it'll take you right directly to their website. Also, last but not least, Triple J Plumbing. Big shout out to these guys. Guys, if you're looking for a licensed plumber, these are the guys you want to get a hold of. Give Juan a call, 956-854-9622, or Jerry, 956-478-5316. I know there's been commercials floating.
Yeah, I've seen them.
In TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Guys, these are legit. These guys are legit. They said, I just talked to Jerry today. He told me, dude, the advertisement is working. I love it. The only thing is that they want us to go help out, but they told us to keep our clothes on. Yeah, that's the kind of commercial they have out there, guys. You might want to check that commercial. So big shout out to Triple J, man.
Business is booming.
But business is great. Like I said, like always, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. Big shout out to these guys, man, to all our sponsors. Great guys, man. I mean, they're our sponsor. Keep the lights on for us, bro.
Yeah. What's up to them, man?
Anything to argue about that.
Heck yeah. I need sponsors too on my show. So I'm going to them too. I'm gonna go tell them, hey, Triple J, you guys, you know,
hook a brother up.
You know, your crap is your business. My crap is your business. Well, I got a lot of crap to give you, but let me tell you.
No, man. So we're hanging out here with Rock and Rudy, man. A lot of stuff has been happening a lot in the news recently. Just yesterday, we got some.
They're gonna bring that up.
Sad news.
They're gonna bring that up.
Yes, man. I got you, man. It's a. We have to.
It's a must.
It's a must.
I mean, how could you not?
The great James
Earl Jones
passed away. Darth Vader, Mufasa. Eddie Murphy's dad from Coming to America, and so many other great, even Sandlot. Also,
King Joffrey Hoffier.
I forgot. I'm not gonna lie to you. I really don't remember the names, man.
Damn, bro.
That was
the king from Zamunda.
There you go,
Zamunda.
Growing up, watching Star Wars for the first time, you know, back in 81, 82. I mean, I know it came out earlier.
It came out in 78.
Yeah,
I was there in line. Me and my little
bro. But to be there. For the first time, they hear Darth Vader's voice.
Freak me out.
Iconic. Iconic.
I just went like, what?
Yeah.
And ever since then, I wanted to be, you know, on the dark side. But they came out, that little Yoda.
Oh, a little.
Yeah.
And Empire Strikes Back, by the way. After that, the next episode. Movie. The next movie, just like Cheech and Chong, the next movie.
Which was episode 7, I guess.
Yeah, these were the late episodes. But
that's crazy how they started, like,
right in the middle.
Halfway of the series.
It was right in the middle.
Like, if they already knew that later on in the future they were going to remake the prequels. They were going to make the prequels.
The prequels, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, the first
longer time, just time. George Lucas is a time traveler, dude.
Yes, he is.
He is the man.
He's a man.
He is responsible for a lot of great movies. Yep. That if you really take a look at the 1978 Star Wars movie, the TIE fighters that are flying and the X-Wing fighters, you actually could see the little wires.
Yeah.
You know,
if you look closely,
you got to look real close.
Don't ruin it for me. Really. I saw it the way
I saw it.
Don't
worry. The new uploaded version,
I saw it the way I saw it. It's just like that Ninja Turtle movie where you could see when Donatello's laughing, you see the guy inside that fucked up, that scarred me for life.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I was, how can I say it without hurting anybody from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle family?
Oh, here we go.
I was really upset when I found out.
Be careful, dude. You got a water bottle coming at you.
I was really upset when I found out that one of the turtles was Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But, I mean, he actually didn't do none of the stunts, nothing like that. All he did was just provide the voice.
Yeah, he just provided the voice.
But all the other Ninja Turtles actually did all the stunts themselves.
He was a perfect Donatello voice, too.
You think so?
Yeah, he was.
I kind of thought he ruined it. But
conquered! Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I mean, have you seen him now? Corey is up there on stage trying to do still the Michael Jackson.
I'm not talking about now.
My gosh,
dude. Corey just messed up right now. He's messed up. I'm talking about Goonies. Corey.
Oh, Goonies. Yeah, okay.
Corey.
That one was good because he was a little Kyo Mokoso. Didn't matter. You know what I mean? That was cool. I mean, even the what was his name? Chunk. You know,
yeah,
the Chunk was awesome. You know,
yeah. But you know they made a part today? Two, right?
Huh?
They're making a part two.
They're trying to make it.
They're going to.
when they're older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you want me to spoil something for you guys real quick?
Oh, God. Here we go.
No, I got my bottle ready, buddy.
Can you give me another one?
You know, there's going to be one of the totally new kids, right?
You want the one with the ice already inside?
Yeah.
No,
I want the real.
Now, have you all seen already the new Beetlejuice?
No. And I've been hearing bad reviews on it, bro. I've been hearing that it's bad. It's horrible.
I have a friend.
You cannot compare it to the first one, man.
Yeah, I have a friend.
Never,
you can't.
You never will. You never will.
You can't.
I mean, let me put it to you this way. Michael Keaton tries his hardest
right.
to make it like the first almost, you know, as funny as it was, like that, like, oh man, look at that, right? Everything. It really does. But the only good thing out of that whole movie, I mean, Winona Ryder is great, don't get me wrong. She's awesome. The only thing is that, what is her name?
Jenny Ortega.
Jenny Ortega is just super amazing, great.
Oh,
she
yeah.
is. She's a pretty girl, everything like that. She makes it. She makes it worth watching.
Right.
But everything else is like, and yeah, it's a. I recommend that you go watch it when it hits the dollar movies.
Oh, we don't have no, I got my Fire Stick right now.
Oh, let's watch it right now.
No, guys, but no.
We have turned the Junior Podcast to a movie night. No,
no, but a friend of mine, he's real into movies and stuff. Shout out, Mr. Sean Mecca.
Hey, Sean,
there you go, Big Sean. He told me, he was like, dude, don't go see it. Save I'm like, what? And I'm like, nah, it's not. I don't like.
I didn't. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't pay to go see it. I didn't sneak in to go see it. I was invited to go see it, so I went with my friend Janie. We went to go see it, and she turned around and looked at me, and in the middle of the movie, a big box, a big old bucket of popcorn, you know, refillable.
Right.
The first one is refillable.
Right.
Two Cokes or something like that, and she turned around and looked at me, and she's like, "You owe me for this. You know that, right?"
That reminds me of a story.
This is a story.
That reminds me of a story. You see, we're supposed to go see Transformers.
Oh, my God.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
And
I hope he's watching.
We're supposed to go see Transformers.
Okay.
And little did we know that they were showing Bruno. So me and my brother and
Maybe zoom on my brother so you can hear the story, bro. Hold on, here you go. Go ahead.
We were supposed to be
play the sad song in the background.
We were supposed to go see Transformers.
Okay, supposed to.
So, but me and my brother and I, we don't give a fuck. We'll watch the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And of course, what was the first one? The other movie he did.
You want to go see King Kong?
Betty Nice.
Borat.
The guy that came out Borat, right?
Okay, right.
So he did Bruno.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, you gotta go see this movie. And he's like, yeah, let's go see it. Our other friend was like, dude, I thought we were going to go see Transformers.
There's actually a little short guy that comes out. It was this guy right here. Mandito, ya cara before. You came out on Bruno. And we're gonna get to that right now.
So we go in the theater, dude. We convinced him, hey, dude, we go see this movie, dude. Like, Transformers, you see another time.
Yeah, we can go see another time, man.
So he sat down and nothing but dicks flying around.
No, you're saying it wrong, dude. You're saying it wrong.
It's like you were watching that movie Sausage Party?
Bro, no.
No, it is worse.
This is the way it starts, dude. We're sitting down in the middle of the theater, right? We're getting ready to watch this movie. So we're like, all right, my brother's sitting.
Pickled in hand. On this side, popcorn and Coke.
My buddy's sitting right here in the middle, so he's right between us. And when the movie starts, you know, small letters, he comes out, Bruno! Real loud. He
starts moving.
And the first thing you say is a big old schlong on the camera like this. Like this is literally doing this in front of the camera. Like this,
and we're
cracking up. This. My buddy's like this.
Oh my god!
What the fuck did you mean, dude? That expression made me laugh through the whole theater. Through the whole thing, dude. We could not do his face did not change through the whole thing. You ever seen that kid that said what was it? I think it said a great American. What's it called? America's Cat Talent?
Oh,
the guy that has a girl like,
okay.
Yeah, that he looked exactly like that, dude. I'm gonna put this when I upload this on YouTube, I'm gonna put right here. I'm gonna put that picture so you can know exactly what I got.
What you're talking about, right?
You know what, Mondo? I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you right now, Mondo. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Because
it was freaking hilarious, dude.
Bro.
That, it was freaking hilarious.
I mean, like you said, like,
oh my god,
our friend's reaction, he was like,
his face was like, what the fuck?
And then we're walking out, like, that was fucking funny.
And then he was a fucking stupid ass movie, dude. You owe me. You owe me. To this day, we have not taken him, us together have not taken him to a movie ever since. So, yeah, it's gonna be, it wasn't 3D Peacock. It wasn't 3D, but we didn't get the glasses.
Imagine in 3D, así, ¿no?
No, hombre.
Te voy a ver cachetada. No, me cae la boca, bro.
What's going on? Oh my god.
It's called virtual reality, bro.
No, man, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about the Beetlejuice movie that it's not up to par. It's not a great movie. There's a lot of sequel movies that came out, bro, that were just not. It was swinging and a miss.
Did y'all see The Fall Guy?
No, I didn't even bother, bro. I'm a Fall Guy from the old TV show.
Day one, yeah. With the $6 million man.
Yes.
Original.
Lee Majors.
I mother blondie girl. Was it Heather Locklear?
Yes.
It was Heather Locklear. Yeah.
Heather Locklear.
Now, that was true, great show.
Was a good show.
The only, they even made the $6 million man movie with the $6 million woman, you know? The $1 million woman, that lady.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. Those were good movies. Yeah. But The Fall Guy, I didn't even bother. Don't get me wrong. What's his name? Gosling.
Right.
He's a great actor. I love that. When they made Blade Runner 2 or Blade Runner, 2044 or something like that.
That
one, it was a good movie. That was a good show. You know, because it really didn't have anything to do with like the first movie, even though it was based almost on the first movie.
Right.
You know, that was a good, the way that one was. That was good. I like that. That one was good. Yeah.
No, ain't nothing beating, as of right now, ain't nothing beating Deadpool Wolverine, dude.
No, Deadpool Wolverine was a great
Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh, man. Oh, heck yeah.
I can't stop talking about
one,
that
one.
I think I've already seen it like four times, man.
Yeah, I've seen it like about five times now. My grandson says he still wants to see it, but my daughter says no.
No.
Classic.
No, it's
not recommended, bro.
Hey, and you got to give it up to, what's his name, Ryan Reynolds. He actually did a hell of a job.
He took that risk.
A big time. And it worked.
That risk.
And it worked. Yeah. And now he's selling cell phones.
Yeah, I know. What's it called? Mint?
Mint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check that cell phone coming out.
That's crazy.
Maybe that's what your phone needs, buddy.
I got T-Mobile. It's working good so far. Look, I can see myself. Oh, wait a minute. Is it even on?
Okay. I mean, but going back to when we came up to this topic, Mr. Darth Vader himself, James Earl Jones. I mean, great actor, man. Sad that he's gone. He's gone, but I mean, his memory's going to live on, man.
He was, 96, 97? 93.
He was
93
years old.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything. I'm tired.
He was stealing air.
If he was a Darth Vader,
he was stealing air.
It's like us losing Morgan Freeman, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Morgan Freeman's another treasure. Hopefully never, ever lose.
He's not in good health. Just like what's his name? Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's another one.
That was another one.
These are all actors that are they're already they're getting there already, you know.
Yeah, well, of course they've done their diligent juice, you know. Yeah, they've done great. I mean, there's nothing like the Die Hard movies. I mean, all of them, any one of the Die Hard movies you see are great.
Anyone. Watch Die Hard when I get home.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching Die Hard
when I get home.
Also in the news, I heard this back on last week on Friday. I was going through the channel, flipping through the channels, man. Crazy. I mean, growing up in school, the violence from back in the day, it's crazy, man. Whole thing that happened, I mean,
it's just a whole bunch of copycats trying to act cool. No, this is the thing. You all try to act hard, and then when you're in front of the judge, you start crying, bro. Yeah,
that's true.
Like, you're strong behind a computer, I mean, or behind a phone, bro.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the young gentleman that was caught in the school didn't have anything on him. This was he was talking on his Facebook page, or I don't know what, saying that he was going to bring a gun to school. Cops took care of it, got on it right away, ASAP. They went to the school district, got him out of his class, questioned him, took him
the
in.
The one in Mission?
The one, no, this was actually in Donna, Texas.
No, Donna North. They called one in Mission, too.
This is another one, but this was in Donna North, and I hate to blast the school that, but it has to be said, it's all over the media. They were, cops investigated, they got there, apprehended the young gentleman, didn't have anything, but they went to his home and found everything there. So now he got, you know, he got processed. He got processed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a day later or a couple of days later, same thing happened, but in DHS, which is Donna High School.
Mm-hmm.
Some kid did the same thing. They came in, they found him, said it was a joke, process them also. Yeah. Stuff like that. I mean, growing up,
around.
Yeah, growing up through my high school years, we had a situation my freshman year that happened.
On the mob threat, right?
Well, no, this was actually something that actually really happened.
Oh, okay, man. Yeah.
We were friends, but we're like real close friends. But we knew each other. It was an acquaintance, but we knew we talked to each other. And unfortunately, he did bring a gun to school, and it went off, and he took his own life by accident. Unfortunately, that happened. And, you know, through the year, it's scary, man.
Yeah.
It's scary. I mean, these are, as a parent myself, as a parent yourself, you know, you have your, when your kids were in school, that's something, you know, we process.
We dread very much.
And we hope our kids are safe in school, because we send them out there. First of all, we send them out there to do their thing. They got to learn, you know, their basics, whatever it is. Now they come into the new world. But when you have stuff like that coming in already, you know, Antes, you wouldn't have cops in school, bro.
No.
You have your security guards.
We could go,
you know,
like so deep into this rabbit hole.
Yep.
Like,
there's no end.
Starting with like disciplinary at home. Redirecting at home. Like, I'm not talking about abuse. No, I'm not. Like, teaching them while they're young, man. Like, right from wrong. I mean,
yeah, especially when it gets to
social media is also also one of the main reasons too. Yeah. Like, oh, look what he's doing. Shit, I'm gonna do it too.
Well, a lot of people blame it on the movies too, because movies have gotten more violence.
Yeah,
worse. You know,
video games.
También. I was about to say that. Video games. I mean, from the Super Mario's to Gears of War.
Grand Theft Auto.
Think about it. You know,
yeah.
And the graphics and everything are getting better. But like that young kid from Georgia, 14-year-old that shot two students and two teachers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And his dad got him the gun. AR-7 or 14.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, but yeah.
Because
I like guns.
Well, because he likes guns, and he wanted his son to learn how to shoot and stuff like that. And sure enough, he did learn, and he went to school, and he shot two kids and a teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Two teachers.
That's ridiculous.
And then to top it all off, his dad got arrested the next day, too, for having a gun también and going out and trying shooting somebody.
Well, there you go.
So it's the father. The kid was in prison or in front of the judge. They were done with him, and then the dad comes out right after the son. Yeah, you know, it's terrible. I mean, it's happening, horrible. But when I was watching your show,
we were talking about the McCallum, right,
what happened
the
with
kid
the
kid that slipped,
the student, the from the Nicky Rogue.
Oh, that's I mean,
that's alcohol, but that's something different.
That's on him. I mean, he's gonna get time regardless. Right. But I mean, and I'm not taking sides. It's just what I see. Like, you can't blame the guy for his death,
right?
Like,
come on,
yeah, it's not like he fucking put the bottle in his mouth,
you know?
And he's like, hey, go up there and jump on the roof. Yeah. Bro, everybody else is doing it. You're like, I'm going to do it too.
It's just at that age, think we're
invincible,
yeah. You know? But not only that, guys, the other thing that kind of freaks me out is that there were adults there. You know, and they're more.
It's the new time, dude. It's not like the way it was before.
Like, well, it's like the way you had said it on your show. Parents tell the kids, "You do it here with me."
Yeah, you do it here with me.
But why would you even start your kids at such a young age doing things like that? You know,
exactly.
Think about it. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Back in the day, the way I had told you guys on what you were on your show,
yeah,
I said it back in the day. This was what we had. This
yeah,
year, you know,
yeah,
so we're gonna get in a fight. Orale, que se haga.
Yeah.
Orale,
exactly.
You got beat up. You won. You lost. And that's it. You take it like a man or take it like a girl.
You live the next day, bro.
That's what it is, right? You're back the next day. This morning, look at that.
Right.
Your friends that was it. Nowadays, you ain't in a fight. What the heck?
We'll see. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because they need to bring out back the old chingazos.
Do you think like nowadays parents touch your kids? Oh, it's abuse.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. There are some parents that do go a little overboard. They go a little overboard. I mean, now
there's something to go a lot of overboard.
Exactly, and that's totally wrong. There are points where a parent can discipline their child the right way and the correct, I mean, the right way they're supposed to be disciplined.
Right.
Growing up when we were kids, and my mom, my dad probably watching right now, they go, no, we didn't. We never did that. Well, we got what?
We knew
we got whooped, when to stop. Man. We got whooped. I mean, we did something wrong. We knew we were going to get whooped.
When dad got home, we knew we were going to get it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, well, I could run. And when this mom would say, wait till your dad gets home.
Exactly.
Wait till your dad gets home.
And all you heard was those boots walking in. That's it. Count dead man walking, pretty much.
like Raul Julia says it in Street Fighter. Game over.
That's it. Yes, dude. Yeah.
Tell you this way. I was not raised by my father. I was raised by my mom, my grandma, and my aunt Margaret.
Okay.
And my grandma me decía, "Ve tráeme una vara del árbol. Y si no me traes una vara buena, te carro todo el pinche árbol y te la meto." And yeah, she would go over there. Because you knew it was coming.
Yeah,
you knew it was coming. And my aunt Margaret with the belt, boy, she.
But you see,
she's
now,
like George Lopez says,
exactly. Like, well, it's funny you mentioned comedian, like Eddie Murphy, God, please kill her. I was like, we would always have that moment.
I would, she get hit by her.
No, but like, we would do that. But now,
Richard Pryor said it best.
Hope she does before I get there.
But now with social media and seeing all that knowledge, that all the input, oh, you hit me, okay, I'm gonna call the cops.
Yeah.
At age 12 or 13, I'm hungry. She's abusing me.
They even made a movie about where a little girl divorced her parents because the dad spanked her so much.
Wow.
And it was sad. It was sad to see things like that. But it's the truth. Like you said, some parents do go
overboard. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, and there's some parents that do go overboard.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie about that.
I don't know.
But you know what? I mean, parents, of course, nowadays, you know, you guys got a special weapon that you can use besides the hand, the chancla, the belt, the vara, whatever you want to call it. Take away their electronics.
Yep.
Their electronics.
Yeah.
Watch them kids cut the yard, throw the trash, paint your house, do the roof. They will laugh because nowadays, el teléfono. Internet, video games, it's death, murder, kill right there, bro.
I hear you.
Can you imagine if we lost all this?
Bro, the world, it's not just the young kids, us ourselves.
We're podcasters.
We'll be lost.
Imagine. My show, Rock and Rudy on the Scene Live, I'll go to a venue and I will do my podcast right there in front of people, you know, right there and there on stage or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And that's because that's what we do now. That's how the way we get people to just watch, you know?
I got a megaphone.
Listen to me, people! Hey, I did it.
My name is Quack!
Was it Kid Rock Show now?
My name is Kid West!
Oh, my God. Nah, man. But yeah, I mean, like I said, but going back to that whole incident, bro, it's crazy, man. It's something is when is like to the point we're going to say, enough's enough. We just
to us, it's very serious. To them, it's like, let's just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, think about it. It's how young is too young to start giving your kids electronics? I mean, I see 1, 2, 3-year-old kids already more than I do. You know what I mean?
Watching YouTube.
They know access to everything, but I mean, when it comes to division or anything like that, they can't solve it.
They look at you like, what is
it? Or when it comes to work, like educational things, like they can't.
When I was a little kid, I mean, we were out there cutting the yard, you know what I mean? Trimming the trees and, you know, my grandma, my aunt Margaret, my mom, the whole family were out there, my brothers, sisters, everybody.
Right.
We're cutting the yard, you know, we're doing things. And after you cut the yard, everybody takes a bath. My aunt Margaret has this thing, and I know she's watching.
Hi, dear Margaret.
Because my little brother's with her right now, but my aunt Margaret had this thing that we would cut the yard, everything like that, and we had to go take a bath. We're taking a bath, everything like that, and she would have our outfits already ready.
Right.
And we'd come out and everything like that, and los tenía bien peinaditos con la brillantina y todo, you know, con cologne y perfume for the girls y todo bien a toda edad y looking real nice, and you sit on the couch and don't move.
Yeah,
because you move and you get dirty, hijo de su de la mañana.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Game over.
But you know, but they would reward us. We would go out to the movies, we would go out to eat, you know, stuff like that. Kids nowadays go cut the yard. Oh man, oh man. They call somebody else, will give you $20, go cut my yard. You know what the heck? But I mean, it's not bad for the person cutting the yard because they made $20 for the wallah. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But yeah, you nowadays, you know, if you're going to spoil your kids, spoil them right. You know, that's the way I would see it.
There you go.
Put you know, my daughters, God bless them. You know, they're beautiful ladies.
Kids raising kids. That's what kid, the problem is.
That's the main.
I was just about to say that. You know, my daughters, you know, kids. One of them, you know, is a lawyer. The other one is a chiropractor, and they're doing amazing jobs, amazing grade. You know, my oldest daughter, we have my grandson now and everything like that. That little boy goes out there, helps his grandma do the yard. You know, but I mean, mind you, he'll go out there, get the weed, and go once, twice, and then he goes back inside. But at least he went out there.
But at least he went out there and tried. Yeah,
he gave it a try.
He gave it a try.
I tried.
He tried.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't for me.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I'm turning red.
Get him a tractor. Get him an air conditioner.
Give me a Ryan tractor with a quick air conditioner. It'll get done, Grandma.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Wow, man, but we are already an hour and 30 minutes into the podcast.
Damn, already?
Yeah,
already?
Man, fly by, bro. Fly by. I mean, that's what the conversation's all about. You know, Rudy, first thing first, I want to say thank you for coming out to our podcast, man. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you for having me.
Crazy busy day, like you always are.
Always.
But coming out here and having a little fun with us here on our podcast. I'm social media that we can reach out to you and try to find you, man.
Right now, Rockin' Rudy 21 on YouTube, Rockin' Rudy 21 on Insta, and on TikTok is Rockin' Rudy. And it's got to be spelled the same way, R-O-C-K-N as in Nancy, R-U-D-Y. I don't know why a lot of people want to put I-N-G or I-N at the end,
right?
But it's not like that. It's Rockin' Rudy, just like rock and roll. It's Rockin' Rudy on the scene on YouTube. Actually, it's Rockin' Rudy on the scene anywhere live. Okay, it's Rockin' Rudy on the scene live. Can't forget the live part because the show is live and we are live. And sometimes it goes 30, 45 to an hour and a half. It's almost 2 hours time in. And all the people that have been through my show, such as yourself, Mark.
Yep.
Your brother, I'm going to get him on. I mean, he hasn't been on the show. He's been behind the scenes. You know what I mean? But when I had Sean Mecca and WC, he was there. But I picked on him on that day, on that show. And, you know, thank you to all the beautiful, talented people that did come through my show and have been coming through my show and repeated, you know, people that come to the show. Mm-hmm. The show started on March and I'm already at 50 episodes and going strong, you know.
That's awesome.
And all I ask is for y'all's people support and don't be afraid to say hi to me if you see me walking down the street or whatever. You know what I mean?
Man. I always see you.
I see you all the time, especially at the Full Court Entertainment Bar and Grill. Hey. Oh, there you go. Free plug for you guys.
There you go. Full Court.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
What?
Before we leave.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. I know we're going to talk right now. Sit down. We're going to get to that. Wait.
No, it's nothing like that.
No, I know what it is. I don't know what. Sit down.
No, it needs to be.
It's going to be. It's going to be on. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
I know what I'm doing.
All right.
I know what you're doing.
I want to close out here with Rudy real quick. We'll get to it right now. But first of all, let me put this last comment right here. It says, yeah, what's up, Chewy New? Can't wait to say, yes, I will have you on the podcast. I believe it's in October. You'll be in here, Ernie. So yeah, that's Music and Beyond. We are on the podcast with us in the first week of October.
Ernie, right, so of course. That sounds familiar. Yeah. Do I know you, Ernie?
Crazy ass.
I had him on my podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, I had him on my podcast.
We'll have him on.
Wow, guys.
Before we go any further, a big old shout out to Cassie Blue. She is the CEO, owner of TWL, which is the Wrestling League. They're going to be coming down, I think it's in Mission, on next month. This month, September the 19th. Mm-hmm. Right. They're going to be coming down over here. They're going to be wrestling and stuff like that. Great, great, great. I guess they're coming for me already.
They know you're here.
They know I'm here. Right? No. I burned the rescue truck.
That's another story we'll get to when we have Rudy come back again, man. Thank you so much, man, for having us on the podcast, having you guys on the podcast. And
thank you for having me.
We look forward to a lot more episodes with you, man, later on.
Let me send a shout out real quick people that watch my show and everything like that. Thank you so much for following me. Thank you so much. Don't forget Rockin' Rudy 21 on YouTube. Hit the like, subscribe button, and notifications like that. You can always know when I go live. And a big old shout out to my two beautiful ladies, which is Drenna D and Darling Dre, and my grandson, Carson Dean. And a big old shout out to all my family and friends. So many of you to mention this a lot. And a big old shout out to Quez, and a big old shout out to you, because Chew's not here, but the Chew and You podcast, thank you so much for having me.
No problem, man.
And anytime, I'll be here for you guys.
There you go. Thank you so much, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got something to get off my chest right now.
Because
I'm going to tell you right now, man. There's some stuff that I found in this studio that I've been wanting to get my hands on for the last couple of weeks. I'm talking to you, Dub.
You son of a bitch.
I'm talking to you, Dub.
You fucking went into my shit, didn't you?
He went into your shit, huh?
That's how dare dare you bring this into my studio and have yet to give me any, bro?
Well, let me explain.
It's over.
Let me explain.
It's over.
Well, shout out to WC. He is coming out with some new music, which I was recording, engineering last night.
Right, but it was
and
on
he
the table.
Said, oh my and God. He said, hey, what you guys are doing the podcast tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, dude. Mm-hmm.
And he said, give this to Ooh.
Oh my God, WC, I'm so sorry. This is so awesome.
And he wanted you to try it in front of the live.
Bro, yes, I will certainly
eat a jerk meat. Rudy needs a piece too.
Oh, he's saying about Rudy.
You're going to get, hey, get ready. Get ready, Rudy, because you're going to get jerked.
Is this WC's?
Jerk me.
Jerk me.
Jerk meat.
Jerk me.
Oh, jerk meat. I thought you said jerk meat.
No, it says jerk meat.
Oh my God, no. I ain't tasting jerk meat on the damn. Oh my God. Oh,
shit.
They're right there. You're good.
Jerk me.
Jerk me. Hold on.
Give me some.
I'm going to jerk you yet. Here you go. Try this out.
It's time.
Yes. Put the cut. I will.
Peacock already had some of this jerk.
Peacock already had a lot of stuff.
Peacock got some of the special jerk.
There you go, guys. Try this out.
Good. Try it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lemon pepper.
Lemon.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah. He said he'd give me some too, though.
He didn't say that, did you?
Yes, he did.
Bullshit.
Anyway.
I'm an ambassador, damn it. I'm taking this to work with me. Guys, thank you once again for watching. I'm going to get a picture of Rudy over here eating his jerky right there.
So, hey. What do you think?
It's great. It really is. Way to go, brother.
I've never seen him so excited.
I thank you.
You just got jerked.
You just got jerked, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for coming out and watching us today. Should be a great episode. Hopefully this Friday, I will be going live at the South Texas International Film Festival. I have yet to get the actual table we're going to be at, but hopefully sooner or later we will receive that. And the following week, there will not be a podcast because that will be filling in for Thursday. But I might just end up going to Fresco to go walk around and do a live feed request so we can get a picture of what Fresco looks like for all you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for this week. We will see you hopefully Friday.
It's very good.
It is real good.
Mm-hmm. Like crack.
I want some more.
Jerk me. Hit up WC, Romaldo Rodriguez on Facebook.
He's going around here.
Jerk me.
Get that back.
Jerk me.
And that's words.
Jerk me.
Remember that.
Colgando off.
Here we go. We'll see you next this Friday. I know it's 1, 2, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Later, guys, man. The sync of hearts, a rhythmic blend in a podcast where fun won't end.